Spoiler alert, this holiday season, Mariah Carey wants more money.
Oh,
oh no.
Deserves it.
What? Yeah.
If you haven't heard, she applied to trademark the title Queen of Christmas so that only she could benefit from it, and anybody else who tried to use it, she could sue them.
And how'd that go for her, Jeffrey?
Well, first of all, you should know she wanted to use that on like branding her music, her clothing, alcohol, dog collars, even caramel corn. Look at this.
Oh. All I want for Christmas, caramel corn. It's so gourmet. Yeah.
She wants it to be her holiday.
Yeah, right. Wow. I mean, move over, baby Jesus. Here comes Mariah.
In fact, we don't say Merry Christmas anymore. We say Merry Mariah Carey.
We say Mariah Christmas.
Because this is what Christmas is really all about. T-shirts, coffee mugs, and lawsuits over word usage.
But
yeah,
tis the season.
Unfortunately for the self-proclaimed Queen of Christmas, her request got denied.
She's crying into her caramel corn.
Oh, definitely. But the thing is, did she give up?
No.
No, she did not.
That's right. That's why Mariah's a winner.
Holiday spirit, she tried again, this time with Princess Christmas.
Okay.
I like that she's just going down the royal line.
She's going to be the jester.
She's the Duke of Christmas.
And what happened? Got denied again. Sorry, Mariah.
Princess.
I got to say, I agree with the choice.
What about Lady in Waiting? Could we do that one for
Christmas
her?
Lady
I'm just trying to think of some other...
Yeah, we're going to veto that one.
Oh.
It's just not the right thing to do because it's not fair to monopolize Christmas. Christmas is for everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone except my people, the Jews.
Yeah,
we are not allowed to celebrate.
No, you can celebrate.
No, we're not even allowed to look at Christmas decorations.
What? I thought you had a Christmas tree typically up in your house.
But I have to close my eyes the entire time. I'm not allowed to actually make eye contact with it. I have to run by Mall Santa in the mall, too.
It's hard. I'm sorry.
So don't wish me Merry Christmas this year.
Rules for you.
Can you be the menorah prince?
That's a great idea. I'm going to try and trademark that.
Love it.
Anyway.
Prince Dreidel.
Sorry. Send your, what's the word?
Condolences.
Send your condolences in for Mariah's not being named the Queen of Christmas.
Send them to us. We'll forward them to her.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll try it like that.
Now it's time to move on to the shock collar question of the day. And that's a really festive thing, to shock each other with dog collars. That's the true spirit of Christmas. So, Jake, get us in the spirit of Christmas. What are we doing today?
Don't look now, but it's the holiday season.
I can't look. I'm definitely not allowed to.
Why I said
Where's
don't
the blindfold?
When Christmas music is being played, festive foods are being eaten, and Jose takes his Christmas tree out from its storage space here in our dirty studio and moves it back into his dirty and now wax-covered apartment.
Yeah, thanks, Alexis.
Oops.
And while those are things a lot of people look forward to, there's plenty of Grinches, Scrooges, and young Jeffreys out there who are not so keen on the big day.
Yeah.
And that's why a new survey asked 1,000 people for complaints people make about Christmas every year.
That's interesting.
Now, this is Christmas, not just any holiday. Okay. I have the top 5 answers in front of me, and you'll need to guess them in a holiday edition of Unglued Family Feud.
All right.
We'll start with the man voted sexiest Yule log of 2014. It's young Jeffrey.
I don't want to know.
Jeff, name some complaints people have about the Christmas holiday specifically.
Oh, where do I begin?
Okay. Should have started somewhere else.
But something that's always been a pain, I think, for a lot of people, you can't get rid of them. Unsolicited Christmas carolers singing outside of my house.
Oh,
do they still go to your house?
There's certain neighborhoods they do that.
They're taunting me out there with their songs. And everybody thinks that they're better than they are at singing.
Oh, yeah.
One person is always off key.
Okay, Karaoke King is actually what your name should be.
Yeah. It's hard for me not to go full Simon Cowell on those people when they sing at me. I'm like, awful.
I can see they're about to get started, and Jeffrey's like, all right, hold on, pulls out a conductor wand. Yeah. Right, and a 1 and a 2.
So I'm going to go with unsolicited Christmas carolers outside your home,
Jack.
Wow.
Unsolicited Christmas carolers is not on my list.
Oh. Shocking, Jeff.
Really?
Let's go over to Alexis. Complaints about Christmas.
I'm just thinking, Christmas is just so much money.
And
my little brother is like 12, and he sent me things he wants me to buy our cat for Christmas, and it was $600 worth of cat toys.
For Patches.
Yes, that he wants. Like a hammock and all this stuff, and it's so much money.
You have to buy a cat hammock. That is so cute.
His cat doesn't care. I mean, it is commercialism at its finest.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. So I'm just going to go expensive, Jake.
Expensive? It's number 1 on the list.
Yay!
Move over to Jose.
I was thinking about Christmas music.
Yeah.
Like, once it starts, I'm like, yay, it's, you know, Christmas is here. And normally it starts in, like, November or October. I don't care. It can start whenever. But people hate it. I absolutely love it. I think it's a must. But I'm going to say people complain about Christmas music.
Christmas music is not on my list.
Wow. That's shocking.
Two musical guesses so far. Neither on the list. Let's go over to Brooke.
So I'm just thinking, I mean, the holidays are a lot of work, right? And just the time that you spend doing this stuff. And I think outside of just shopping for presents, the other thing that you spend so much time doing is putting up and taking down decorations. Like, my God. I love them once they're up, but it is like a full day and a half.
Decorations is not on my list.
Wow.
Brooke's kids, I know you're listening. Don't worry. Mommy's really looking forward to it this year. She's just kidding around for the radio.
They don't care. They don't pay attention enough to know. They're like, oh, it's done. Magic.
Jeffrey, you have a guess?
What about, I feel like during this time of the year, the Karens really come out.
Everyone's on it.
But why? Why are they out?
Because, like, they want the deals. Like, they're mad that things are gone. Yes, they are really entitled at the stores.
I have a coupon for this.
It's a very Karen Christmas this time of
I want to see that movie.
Tell me, are the Karens here?
Karens are not here. Sorry, Jeffrey.
Where'd they go?
Let's go over to Jose.
Okay, so I know we already talked about everything is so expensive when you're shopping, but you know what else is annoying when you're shopping is the parking lots are full.
Is that still the case? Because everyone does it online. Is that still happening?
I still remember going out last year. Remember, there's still old
the
people that go to the malls.
Busy. Yeah.
And this is the only time of year the malls are busy. So I'm going to say full parking lots.
Full parking lots or crowds? It's number four on the list.
It's just so crowded.
All right, what do you got, Brooke?
Okay. What if it's having to host family at your house? You know, and like figure out where people are sleeping and how to feed everyone.
That should have been my first guess. Having to deal with family.
Yeah.
You're talking about your parents. You're talking more about like all the family.
I'm going to say hosting family.
Those pesky relatives were number two on the list.
Number two. Oh, that is your answer.
Number one, Alexis got it's expensive. Brooke got number two, those nosy or pesky relatives that are always around during the holidays. Number three was traffic or traveling.
Roads are crowded.
To and from people's houses. Number four was crowds. Gave that to Jose for full parking lots. And number five, holiday food.
Oh.
Like fruitcake and
Lutefisk,
stuff like that.
You know, stuff soaked in lye. Yeah. Seasonal, don't like it.
Every year for Hanukkah, my Aunt Esther used to bring her famous Jell-O mold. It was horrible.
Oh, the Jell-O mold.
Those are terrible.
Is there anything in the mold?
Anyway, I'm going to be getting shot today. Somebody wanted to hear Blue Christmas by Elvis Presley.
Oh, you're going to kill this,
Jeff. Perfect.
Oh. I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Sorry, I couldn't hold that note.
We don't have to play a song. We can just do that for 5 minutes.
I like you two doing that together. That's happy.
It's your holiday shot caller question of the day. We got your phone tab coming up in just a few minutes.